I'm Trevor Castle. We're here with Grant Nelson and Josh Warner, members of the 2021 Pella Boys basketball team. Honored 5 years already, honored as part of the Pella Newton doubleheader. Guys, thanks for joining me. Grant, again, it's been 5 years. Hard to believe, but where's the time gone? What do you think about it when you think back to 2021 and that championship?
Yeah, it's crazy to think it's already been 5 years. But yeah, just looking back, I mean, I've built lifelong friendships with all the guys on the team, and so being able to come back tonight and see everybody and just catch up has been great. To see the coaches has been good, just to see how this program has been built and how far it's come from, you know, before we were in high school to when we were in high school to the growth they've made now is awesome. And kind of to see our impact in that is really cool.
Yeah, Josh, just watching you and some of the guys, you know, exchanging high fives and hugs and smiles. You know, what is it like to see some of these guys, you know, here 5 years later?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty unique. I never left the town, and it seems like some of them haven't either, but it's just kind of odd how life goes on for all of us. Even if you live in the same town, you're not really staying in touch. You all move on and kind of do your own things in life. Work becomes a big priority in your life, so it was good to see some familiar faces around town again. With work, it just kind of, your life gets kind of wild, so seeing these familiar faces and having some fun and just being able to be recognized again was unique, a unique opportunity for us as a group. It's really fun, a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, and a packed house, yeah. Big round of applause. Yeah. I mean, people were excited to see you, Grant.
Yeah, I know it's always good to come back, and you always see familiar faces, some new faces, but just that warm welcome is always gratifying and fun to just be back in the gym, be back with your teammates and coaches. It's just a super fun environment. A good game tonight between Pella and Newton, so it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, and hey, you know, Pella's always been a basketball town, but I know when you guys were growing up, you know, football was winning all the state titles, and we made it to the state tournament in basketball, but it had been almost 20 years since we hoisted that trophy. As you think back to that, Josh, what did that mean to kind of be the group that put Pella back at the top of the mountain?
You know, it's funny because we would have said the same thing. We were a football school. We were a football town. Even our group, our grade, we wanted to believe that. We took a pretty hard loss back in high school during football times that we don't really like to think about. But I think that really motivated us football players that decided to keep playing basketball and move on. It really motivated us and pushed us to do more. It's funny you say that just because we do believe we were a football school. I still think we are at times. Obviously, I've got brothers that played this past year, and they've shown that us Warners like to play football. And so it was just really fun to be able to do something different as a school for the school and the town. It was something special, that's for sure. We believed we could do it, but you know, sometimes it's just a dream, but it came true for us. So,
well, and Grant, you went on to play football at Central, right? So you're more of a football guy in your career, but you'll always be remembered for being the guy throwing the ball up in the air as the buzzer sounded, right? So what are your memories of that?
Yeah, no, like Josh said, I think growing up, seeing all the great athletes and great teams that kind of come through the school and see those football championships, you kind of grow up and you think about, oh, I want one. Like, I want one of those football ones, and you don't really think about having a basketball one or a track one or anything like that. And then when you get that opportunity and you kind of start the season, you start workouts, you're like, dang, with this group of guys, like, we connect really well. And just looking back, like, we loved every day together. And so just kind of as we continue to build and continued with the season, we were like, dang, this is really a real possibility. And just to see now our impact, it's like Pella's in that top 10 poll every year. And we weren't ranked going into our senior year. We were kind of left off, and so I think part of that motivated us. But now to see Pella get the recognition for not only basketball, but most like basketball, football, track, cross country, all that, it's really gratifying because we're a great athletic school, a great academic school, and so it's fun to see our community get put back on the map in that way, and continue that legacy that we built. So.
Josh Warner and Grant Nelson joining us from the 2021 Pella Boys basketball team. So you guys went in ranked second and won it all, as Grant said, kind of unranked at the beginning of the year. As we talk, this team's ranked third right now and has aspirations of doing exactly what you guys did. What does it take, Josh, to finish this thing off from here?
You know, it's going to take grit, perseverance, leadership. Leadership is one of the biggest things when it comes to this, because you're going to lose some hard-fought battles throughout the season, and it's really how you respond to those hard losses. Leadership is something that's become a big part of my life, and I think it's a thing everyone should look into. So for those leaders on the team, really take the young ones under your arm and teach them, build them up, build your team up. Listen to Coach Schulte. He's a smart guy. He'll have all the right words at the right time. But it just takes a lot of grit. It's going to be tiring. There's a lot of battles that you're going to have to overcome. But other than that, just have fun with it too. Having fun is a big thing when it comes to this game, because things can become very frustrating.
I know that at some point, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, they're going to invite you back again, and we'll celebrate the 20th, and we'll be like, where did that go? Grant, what do you hope kind of the lasting legacy is of this group, of that 2021 championship team?
I just hope people remember just, you know, how much fun we had. Basketball's, it's a fun sport. It's a team sport. You can't play with four players. You can't play with six. And so just going out there, have fun, playing for each other. I feel like we did that really, really well. And, you know, just like Josh said, our grit and our resilience, I think, really shined. Things didn't always go our way, but we kind of just put our heads down and kind of went through it. And I see a lot of similarities with that 2021 team, with the team this year, which is super exciting, as they gear up for the second half of the season, gear up for that postseason run. So I'm excited where they see where they go with that.
And then lastly, Josh, for you, what's just kind of your last memory as you think back to 2021?
Oh, well, my last memory, thinking back to 2021, was obviously winning. But on the court was I fouled out in the very last game of my career that I'll ever play basketball again. I remember that very vividly. And one of those moments was I had to entrust everything on my teammates and have belief in my team, because I couldn't do anything about it at that point. There was 2 minutes left of minute 30, and I just had to trust that my other captain or my other teammates were going to get the job done for me. So believing in your team is one of my last greatest memories that I've had with that team.
And they got it done. Thanks, guys. Congratulations again. Great to see you, Grant Nelson, Josh Warner, from the 2021 Pella High Boys Basketball State Championship team. And I'm Trevor Castle for KNIA KRLS Sports.